another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Final Score. My name is Scott Johnson, and this is the video game podcast for lovers of the video games. I'm joined by someone who loves video games. It's Brian Dunaway, as usual. Hello, Brian.
Hi. I do love video games, and I'm also a lover.
Yes, of
women, video games.
Of lovely ladies.
The lovely ladies. Especially the ones in video games.
That's right. The buxom, busty ladies of video games.
Like, what's her face in Red Dead Redemption? Bonnie.
Bonnie. You're a big fan of Bonnie. I'm kind of into her dad with the big walrus mustache.
I love that.
I expect him any minute to go, diabetes, while I'm looking at him. He doesn't do it, though. Welcome back to another show, folks. Like we said, episode 9. Today is Friday, June 4th, 2010, and we have tons to talk about. So we shall not goof around and waste your time.
Valkyrie needs food badly.
I need food.
Let's talk about some news, Brian.
News?
The biggest news is something I actually purchased today, and you're going to be surprised that I did it. But I'll save that for the end of the news.
I'm going to wait.
Can't wait to hear your opinion on my acquisition.
Okay.
Now that I have a broken $400 lens to deal with. Anyway,
what you're gonna buy first?
Chat room knows what I'm talking about. And hello, by the way, hello chat room. Good to see you all. Happy to be hanging out with you today, except for the fanboys in there that keep having console wars. F you. I'm just kidding.
We are determined the console wars are over. If you like 360,
just
you're beautiful.
Yeah,
if
it's
you
just like, it's an argument that doesn't work anymore. It's a done argument. It's like, what's the point? Yeah. It was done. I should, you know, I participated in this thing back in the Sega. Genesis Super Nintendo days.
Yeah.
And I regret it because it was dumb. It was a waste of time.
Back then it was a little bit different. But now, yeah, I mean, when you compare the PS3 and the Xbox 360, I'm probably going to get some hate mail here, but really, there's not enough difference there to really warrant any type of argument.
Well, the differences usually come in third-party games where a developer either has one preference or another. So when you see the version, if you see... the one where you crash cars, Paradise City. What's wrong with me? Burnout. I'm burning out. Burnout Paradise City. Or Burnout Paradise. Paradise City is the song that plays over and over and over when you play it. Paradise City looks really amazing and has a better frame rate on the PS3 than it does on the 360. And again, this is a case where it was developed for one platform and then ported to the other. And this happens all the time, the other direction, where a 360 game will get a slightly better treatment than a PS3 game because they develop primarily on the 360. So when you see something like Uncharted 2, your mind is blown. And when you see something on the 360 like Gears of War, your mind is blown. Well, it's because they're throwing all their guts behind one platform. And if they, you know, if they port it, sometimes there's issues. But it's rare if it's a good developer. And it's also... You know, like I've seen Blur. I've played Blur on both. Can't tell.
I love the way you say Blur.
Damn
Blur.
Difference.
Blur.
I play some Blur. Blur. I played it on both platforms. It looks the same. So all I'm saying is don't get wrapped up in that. Just, I mean, we're obviously getting a little wrapped up into it because once in a while you got to spout this off. But just play what you want on whatever you want. Play where your friends are is my recommendation. If you find out all your buddies are on a 360, you should get a 360. If you find out they're all playing on PS3, get a PS3. And if you just got to have God of War 3 or you just got to have Uncharted, then get a PS3. And if you got to get Gears of War or you got to get Halo, then get a... I mean, that to me, those were where your decision-making things should come from.
Yeah.
And if you're like us, you just have damn both.
Yeah, and it's like... if you really want to have an argument, then at least argue... Well, I like the PC better than consoles because at least there's a valid argument there. Or I like, you know, PS3 or the Xbox more than I like the Wii. That's a valid argument because
sure,
you can.
Because it's a huge difference. Platform difference, right?
Yeah.
Right. PC even more so. So, so whatever. We will spend no more time talking about that.
Done.
Because it makes
done.
It gives
done.
Me, I have a rash in my groin
done.
From it. Wow, Brian is done. Let's move on to some headlines. Lord of the Rings Online going free to play this fall.
Free?
Whoa. Okay, this is arguably the second most, I don't know, I don't have numbers to back this up, but I want to say it's in the top three most popular MMOs. You have World of Warcraft that is miles ahead of everyone, right?
Yeah.
But then you have like this, and you have EverQuest 2, and you have newer comers like Star Trek Online, but I don't think their numbers ever even approached, Lord of the Rings Online. And it's also been, it's also one of the better reviewed MMOs. Like the press, the gaming press tends to like Lord of the Rings Online more than most of its competitors. And so it's done okay for itself, certainly. And so I was a little surprised to hear that they were going to be going to this free model. And the free model is attached to all sorts of things. You can play for free, but there's also the store. You can buy all sorts of things that help make your life more convenient in the world.
Yes.
I assume that's going to mean mounts and travel stuff and certain pieces of gear and stuff like that. I haven't looked at the nitty gritty details of this, but overall, this is the deal. This according to the Turbine's website. Turbine's the developer, not the Turbine. LOTRO will introduce Turbine's innovative new pricing model that allows players to download the game and play for free, purchase expansions, quest pass items, and account services a la carte from the new Lord of the Rings Online store, or join the VIP program to get unlimited access to all the game's content for one low price. I don't know if that's, they haven't been real clear about whether that's one payment one time, like a $200 thing, kind of the way you could do a lifetime for Star Trek, for example.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you still can, but you could before the beta ended.
Yeah. So kind of interesting, eh? What do you think about that?
I think this is going to give me an opportunity to go back and play Lord of the Rings because, couldn't do both at the time. I was playing World of Warcraft and Lord of the Rings. I just couldn't do it because
Can't justify it.
Yeah. Couldn't do it.
But if one of them was free, Brian, could you do it then?
Oh, I could absolutely do it free. I do free.
You like free. But what
Brian likes to free.
It will be interesting to see if the game I've never played Lord of the Rings Online, so I can't speak to its depth or playability whatever. I hear it's great. I hear it's very WoW-like, which is probably good.
Yeah, I would compare it kind of more to Star Trek because you get into that world and it's like you get to play that world. And like World of Warcraft, where it's kind of a little bit more generic. I mean, sure, there's a big lore behind World of Warcraft and it's getting huge and it's getting bigger and bigger. But when you jump into Lord of the Rings, you feel like, this story.
You're in the original stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that even World of Warcraft is based on to some degree, which is cool. I will give you that, but it will remain to be seen how much stuff they don't give me and whether or not makes me even want to play it for free. So that will have to come and go before I can make that determination. But the update happens this fall across North America and Europe. So I'm going to do it.
I
will finally play Lord of the Rings Online because I'm in. Yeah, it'd be great. So look forward to that. Done. Done. moving on to a huge announcement. This is a rumor until E3 to be sure, but there is a rumor that Hulu is coming to the Xbox 360. Maybe another reason to buy an Xbox right there.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I've been watching Hulu on my 360 for almost a year and a half now.
How are you doing that? What are you doing with it?
Through the PlayOn application.
And do you have to hack your Xbox to get that?
No, sir. What you do is you go to, I'm not going to say the address because I'm not going
to. You're not going to condone this.
If you want me to say your address, you start paying us on this show.
Sponsor the show.
Yes. Sponsor the show, please.
Jerks.
But PlayOn, it allows you kind of like a media center, and it basically does it all on your Windows side.
Yeah.
And then you're able to access it like a Windows Media Center.
You're streaming, you're just double hop streaming it to your Xbox. That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could
do that. Works. They have it on sale all the time for $19.99. Generally, it's like $39.99.
Yeah.
One time, baby.
This is a big catch. According to reports, the integration would be similar to Netflix streaming, which is already available on the Xbox 360 platform, as well as the PS3 and Wii. Although I would argue that the PS3 and Wii versions of Netflix need to seriously get updated. Because that disc thing is stupid.
That's no sense. I can understand the Wii, very limited space on the Wii, but the PS3, come on.
Yeah, I don't know what they're waiting for. I'm sure that's going to change and get better. I'm sure of it. And if you remember, if people go back and look at the 360 implementation when it first happened, it was trash. It was bad.
Yeah.
But they improved that real quick, and now it's sort of awesome there. So it should be equally as awesome on the PS3 at least. Anyway, we've got they basically, the article goes on to say they've heard also that ESPN may be coming to the Xbox 360. Sony last week announced the HBO deal, which we talked about on the PS3.
Yeah.
And Google TV was announced this week. There are rumors Apple TV is getting a makeover. So there's a lot of stuff going on right now with media consumption. And this is an interesting report. If it's true and the 360 is actually getting Hulu and it becomes part of it, not an additional subscription model, because as much as you may love Netflix, two things have to happen on the 360 to get it. You have to be a live subscriber, so paying your $50 a month to Microsoft. And you have to be paying your whatever you pay a month for whatever deal you're getting through Netflix. You have to have both those things in effect.
Yes.
It's one advantage, even though you're only a disc, but one advantage on the PS3 is you're only paying for the Netflix and not for some service. And, you know, even if they do introduce a pay service, you could still use it without the pay service. Not true on the 360. However, we don't know if Hulu's going to charge. And then we know we've been talking about, or they've been talking about, having a subscription service for a while. This may be a way to introduce that. Who knows?
This may be it. This may be what they were waiting on.
Brian, so will you pay extra money a month to watch Hulu on your 360?
No, they can bite me.
all right.
I will watch Hulu through their advertising, as they've done in the past. If this stuff is not first run. You know, this is after it comes on. Most of the stuff I watch is network TV.
Yeah.
I do watch some type of, I do watch a little bit of cable shows, but not very many.
Right.
Network TV is where it's at right now. I mean, there's a lot of great shows on network TV, and I can get that through the air through HD for free.
See, I disagree. So, I think the best stuff on TV right now is on cable.
You think so?
I do. I think TNT and A&E and, not A&E, AMC.
Oh, yeah. You're stupid. You got to take that in consideration.
Well, yeah. But no, like, you know, where are you going to get Mad Men and Breaking Bad and Damages and Justified and The Shield and a million other things? Well, that's true. You have to wait. Dude, I love The Shield. Oh, my gosh.
I do not mind at all waiting a season after a show runs, picking up the DVD off Netflix and just renting them and watching them back to back, especially stuff like Lost.
Well, then what are you watching on network TV that's so great?
Everything.
Except Lost.
Everything except Will Lost.
Man, you're a weird TV consumer.
I love my network TV, baby. What can I say?
I understand. I totally get it. Honestly, if I could just say, hey, I would like Fox, NBC, CBS, and ABC, and give me the History Channel. Actually, I don't like History much anymore. It's all Hitler stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Hitler,
it
should be called the Hitler Channel. And it's all like Hitler walked around for days. And it's also overly like, I don't like it. I like my documentaries a little more down to earth. But anyway,
do you know Discovery what I don't Channel. Like?
What?
Do you know what I don't like about paying for Hulu?
What?
I do not want Hulu to become the cable company. I just don't want to become the cable company. I just don't.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like about it.
Yeah. Obviously,
I don't want them to be the monopoly.
Obviously, they are not interested, though, in getting to your television in other ways that they don't control. Even though people are getting around it, like you are with this fancy software. But Hulu is not interested in that. They want that to be a paid thing, and they think there's big money in it. Well, I'm doing it I have a computer hooked up to my TV, so it's running Hulu natively.
Yeah.
But they don't know that. That's just a big 42-inch monitor to them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep doing it that way until something goes weird with those guys. But
Hulu is not playing ball. Hulu is not giving the consumers what they want. They're trying to lock everything down, and they're trying to lock down every stream that may accidentally get pushed somewhere where it's not supposed to be. And as long as you're doing that, you're going to fail.
Yeah. If your advertising model is to work, let me have Hulu anywhere. I still got to watch the advertising. What do you care?
Yeah.
What do you care where I watch it? Ugh. Sure. So stupid. But
done.
That's a new theme for this episode. Done. Done with Hulu. Done. So we may know at E3, which is coming up quick, dude, next week.
Wow.
We will know if Hulu is coming to the 360 or if they have any other plans like that on any other consoles. So stay tuned. There is talk Google TV may be on the PS3 and the 360 as well.
I'd watch that just as much as I watch the YouTube TV.
Sure, why not? I think Google's got some, they got power. They can do it. Yeah. And the new Apple TV announcement is interesting to me, because if they're talking cloud streaming and kind of a Netflix-style thing, but with newer movies, dude, interesting.
No one can compete with Netflix.
Well, I don't know, man. I love Netflix. You know me. I think it's the greatest thing ever. But they are stuck in this crappy pay-per-view model where they don't get the movies right away. And that sucks. So, you know, you're having to go to Redbox or something else to get the latest releases. Apple has some clout and they can get latest releases really quick. And but you know, you got to download them and it costs way too much money. I want to subscribe to that and I want to stream it.
And so I want it to be cheap. You think Apple could actually work with Warner Brothers?
I think that Apple could work with all of them. I think that right now, though, here's the funny thing about all this that we're talking about. Sony's got the most power. They've got every movie studio signed up to do PS3 content. Every single one. No one else has that in consoles. Not even close. And Apple doesn't even have it. Nobody that's doing that stuff. Netflix doesn't even have it, technically.
Nope.
So Sony's got some crazy clout that way. I didn't expect it. The problem is I don't want to download 4 gigabyte files to watch everything. I'm not interested in that. So Sony needs to change their model too. They need to make this so it's either quick buffer streaming, you know, start the download, but only have like a 30-second buffer to get started, or they need to give kind of cloud thing or something.
Just look at Netflix. I mean,
success. Follow that. Do what they're doing.
Yeah.
Change all your logos to red. Done. All right, moving on. We've been on that one for a while. June 22nd is the big day for free RDR DLC.
That's RDR.
Red Dead Redemption downloadable content. The promised free co-op-centric downloadable content for Red Dead will be available on June 22nd, according to Rockstar. Expect 6 co-op missions for 2 to 4 players, including an explosive shootout with the Walton Gang. Damn the Walton Gang. Those bastards.
Those guys.
Always trouble.
Yeah.
Don't trust the Walton
Gang. I can't wait for this. This is exciting news for me. I'm trying not to harp on Red Dead Redemption on this show too much, because I know the people that's not playing it's going like, yeah, get on with it. But man, wow.
You mean harp on it? Oh, you mean like talk about it because it's awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. We played together the other day, you and I.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It went fantastic.
From your
Scott's
perspective.
A much better driver than I thought.
Oh, by the way, Brian and I learned an interesting lesson that if you're looking to go as fast as possible in that game, find the little chariot cart guy with a horse on it, kill him and take
that thing. Flies.
I know. I was blown away by that. That was really cool.
I was too when you went off that cliff.
But you and I made a lot of ground. We got some good XP. We took out entire Mexican villages. Felt pretty good about it. Good
Didn't
times.
Didn't feel bad at all.
No. And our little standoff mode with all the sheriffs and stuff, that was really fun. Just to have
Ain't
a ball.
No bald man going to take us down.
That game is lasting. It's having a lasting impression on me. And my biggest problem is I'm not getting near enough done in single player because I keep just dorking around in multiplayer.
Yeah,
and that is not to say single player isn't good. I think it's good, really good. I think it's great, but I just get so distracted by some of the stuff you can do in multiplayer. It's a blast.
It's just so easy, just to get wrapped up into it.
Yeah, so expect that June 22nd, big day, free. Free is good. Done.
Love it. Done.
PS3 3D firmware update coming June 10th. Sony.
Yes!
I'm gonna get angry about this. Sony announced in Japan overnight that the firmware 3.20 for PS3, which supports the option of going 3D, will be released on June 10th. Basically put, you're going to get the wow factor next Friday. No, we won't. We're going to get some stupid feature I could care less about. The first games to support the service will be Wipeout HD, which I already have, so I'll be able to see it there. Super Stardust HD, which makes sense. That game screams 3D. And Pain, which I don't have. Although it will need... Let me move on. Oh, MotorStorm Pacific Rift will also support the feature, although only in demo form for right now. That'll be included with sales of PS3 and 3D Bravia TVs when the sets go on sale this summer. More details on that in the link that we'll include in the show notes. So, wow.
Anybody want to buy a Bravia TV? Because I need to buy this one.
Yeah, I don't need to buy any of this. I'm not interested. And I know there's a lot of talk about this right now. I don't want 3D in my video games. I don't want it at all.
Hey, you're stupid.
Why do I want this? It doesn't look great. You still got to wear glasses. It hurts my eyes. I don't like 3D in movies. I didn't like 3D in Avatar. How am I going to like it in this? I'm not going to like it. It's just not
for
me.
All I know is I have a friend who goes to Japan often, and he said he got a sneak peek at this. And he said it was just it blew his mind.
Yeah, because it's bad for your mind. It's going to make your eyes go crossed. I'm not interested in this, and I know that I don't have to use it, but I don't like that Sony's tying their wagon to it so hardcore. It's like, look at this. This is the hot new thing. This is going to be the end-all, be-all. I don't know why they think that. I mean,
when's it going to fall? I mean, when is 3D going to fall? When it falls, it's either going to just last and keep on going, or is this going to totally fail all of a sudden?
3D without glasses is the goal. If you can give me that, sign me up. That's interesting
Holograms.
To me.
I'm ready.
But I wear glasses, and I'm not going to wear another pair on my head on top of the ones I have. And you can't say, why don't you just go get LASIK surgery?
LASIK.
Why don't you do that so you can partake in the revolution of entertainment? F you.
Well, maybe Sony could work in conjunction with some LASIK people and get some coupons for you. See if you can get some coupon discounted.
I get so irritated with it. I don't like it. There's nothing they're doing that makes me impressed with it. I see stuff and go, okay, that was really annoying. I don't want to play that way. I don't want to watch movies that way. I don't want to do any of this. I don't want to buy new TVs. I don't want to buy new consoles. I don't want to buy games that are, if they start coming out with games that are pure 3D and they're only 3D.
Hey, Scott, can you do this? Get off my lawn.
I probably could. I'm in that frame of mind right now where I could totally tell some kid to get off my lawn. I could even shoot at the kid with a pellet gun. Hey, Sony, get off my lawn. I love your console. I love your video games. I don't love your new initiative toward 3D.
Yeah.
And I know you need it in your movies. I know that you own a lot of movie theaters and maybe you do, but you own a lot of movie studio stuff and you need to make big money there. And I think that 3D is a great way to get people interested in coming in to see your big event movies. But that's where it ends for me.
Well, they're trying to get 3D in the home, too. They're trying to sell these TVs, and that's what they're trying to do. They're going, okay, what can we do? How hard would it be to put 3D in our PlayStation 3, our PlayStation 3, so that we can do it with the TVs and give one more angle for Sony lovers?
Yeah, but I see what you did there with angle. I get it.
Yeah.
I have 3D. Look, chat room can see it. Ooh, I can see my hand in 3D. I can see it. I don't need it with my entertainment and my content.
Oh, so you're saying you prefer the Natal approach?
I don't know. This got nothing to do with motion control.
Yeah, I know, but...
you mean because I'm moving around. Wee. Yeah, look, I'm driving the video game. Wee.
I'm driving. There's no steering wheel. Wee.
I am not doing that. I'm not. I can't do it. That thing is going to be Wii-like in that I'll only whip it out because it's funny to watch your friends look stupid. But when will you ever play a game by yourself that way? Never. Never, Brian.
I don't know. I haven't thought about one angle I have not thought about this is what if I'm eating pizza? Then it becomes interesting because then I can eat my pizza without worrying about getting grease on my controller. Then it might be worth it.
I disagree. Okay. I think even then it won't be. I think that, whipping out the Wii with like all your friends, totally fun. Did that all the time with Wii Sports. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what made that game great. Four people standing around playing tennis. Awesome. As soon as they left, off went the Wii. Because I'm not going to sit there and play tennis by myself. Even if there was
If no one's here, I'm not standing up, all right?
Like, even if you gave me a compelling, argument why the tennis game is deeper than that. Let's say Sega came out with Virtua Tennis 5, and it was made for Sony Move or Natal, and I had to get up and play tennis and do a whole career that way. You might have me for an hour, and then I'm not doing it anymore. And it's not because I'm fat and lazy. It's because that is ridiculous. I want to sit in with a controller in my hand the way I've done it for decades. Get off my lawn. There I am again.
Get off my lawn. Done. Get off my lawn.
Stuff irritates me today. I don't know why. This kind of thing just gets under my skin. Anyway, 3D coming. Link in the show notes. Moving on.
Doing it.
Done.
Done.
Who is the greatest video game character of all time? That was a question asked recently on Kotaku.com, and they refer to another link for this. They have gone through, that is to say, and I want to give credit where credit is due. This comes to us from Empire Magazine on their online edition, have gone through and named the 50 greatest video game characters of all time. Did I say 100? I meant 50.
Wow. 50, but still.
Guess who number... guess who number two is? Just guess.
Yoshi.
No. Oh my gosh, Yoshi. What?
Pac-Man.
No. Pac-Man's in there, but it ain't him. Mario. Number two.
Mario's number two. He should be number one.
That's what I thought. Guess who number one is? First, before that, who's three?
Who's three? Ms. Pac-Man.
Shodan.
Who's Shodan?
From System Shock in 1994. The computer overlord freaking thing, whatever it was.
How
called.
Is that number three?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. It should be Link or something. But Gordon Freeman is number one.
Gordon Freeman is number one.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. I love Gordon Freeman, and I think he is a great character. But memorable? I guess that's the difference. I guess I'm thinking memorable versus greatest.
Yeah, it's memorable. But then again, he never says a word, and all you ever see is his hands.
That's true.
So... I only know he has glasses and a goatee because they show me box art.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Wow. That's so interesting. Yeah. And like, it's all everything we know about his character is told through other characters.
Yeah. All of it.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a kind of a bad list. But anyway, it's there. Yeah. Number 50, just for those wondering who's at the bottom of the heap, we have coming in at number 50, Ryu Hayabusa. Hayabusa.
See, that's what I expected. 50.
You expect some washed up ninja.
Yeah.
To be. I was never a big fan of those games, so I can't. Ninja Gaiden games, I'm not really into those.
Yeah. Well,
but like Dirk the Daring at 49. And let's look at a landmark number 10. We have Sephiroth from the Final Fantasy series. So
a lot of weird names in this list.
Yeah. I don't know. Empire, you should stick to movies. Just saying. Master Chief at number 8. Master Chief versus...
Master Chief was a very good character to me.
But take... Oh, I love Master Chief. To put Master Chief, though, and Gordon Freeman in the same room, who wins in a fight?
Oh, Master Chief.
Yeah,
easily.
Squash him, dude.
Oh.
Plus, totally. His health regenerates. Gordon's does not. Just a reminder there. I hope Half-Life 3 sort of adopts the regenerating health thing. I don't like shooters anymore that don't have that. It's changed my life.
It's hard without that, yeah. And I don't like to go look for health.
Didn't ODST have health? I think ODST Halo had health back again.
I don't know. I haven't played it yet.
I don't remember either. I haven't either. But I may be soon. You want to hear why? I'll tell you this news now. I'm still sending Brian my old 360 to see if he can fix it. Because, hey, it never hurts to have an extra 360 around the works.
That's right.
But I went ahead and swallowed my pride and bought another one of their piece of crap boxes that break all the time, that play incredibly great video games, but break with their wonderful failure rate. I purchased a Elite that will be here in a few days. Got it off Amazon.com. It's the one with Forza 3 and ODST included. So I will...
Oh.
I'll report soon on how that works. But $299 for that bundle, it's kind of a hell of a deal. Pretty good deal.
Awesome deal.
And it's an elite with 120 gig drive and all that. So yeah. I'm excited for the upgrade. I mean, my current one's like 20 gig. Big deal.
Yeah.
So one thing I'm worried about and I haven't checked into is, will I be able to retain my old gamer tag? Number one, I hope.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And if I do, does that tie to an account that will let me, the way the PS3 does, will it let me download all my Xbox Live Arcade stuff? Without paying for it again.
Yeah, that should work. Yes. Okay. I've done this because I used to have two Xboxes in my house.
That's
and
right.
At first I thought I could share the live and all this other stuff before I really researched into it. And I was like, but you basically, when you basically, I don't know exactly the word, but you bond that one with your account. And any content that you've had before, you can re-download.
Oh, good. Well, I've learned something
today.
Well,
your game saves will be lost probably, though, because it's probably on the old memory unit.
Yeah, and I don't care about that so much. Yeah. To be honest, the thing I'm most excited about, and heck, I guess I could just re-download it for $15 or whatever it is, but I can't wait to play Geometry Wars 2 again. It's one of my favorite games of all time.
Very fun game.
Love it. It's
looks
been a long
good,
time.
Too.
Anyway, this has all been prompted by, I need an Xbox anyway, just so I've got what I need to review games and stuff. But also, I've been convinced by Nicole Spagnolo that I should be playing Alan Wake and that I'm retarded for not playing it.
I want Alan Wake. That may be the one I have to get.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
I've got a new video game. I got a budget for a new video game, and I'm having to make some tough decisions.
Brian, we call those Vidya games.
Vidya games.
Keep it straight. We literally do that in my house.
We do. I don't know. I got to get Alan Wake.
All right. We will. Moving on, quick list of news. These are the quick items that are not worth talking about at length, but we can still mention them here. Great site for older gamers. Just wanted to throw this out here. Somebody sent this to me during the week. GamingForTheElderly.com. It is designed for older gamers, and sounds like a nice, friendly place for
them. How elderly are we talking?
I think you could probably be 50 and up, maybe younger. But I don't think... I'm not that I'm calling 50-year-olds elderly. I'm just saying...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, the icon is an old guy with a cane and stuff. I'm loving this.
It's pretty great. I liked it. It seems nice. Seems like a nice community and one that is designed to sort of get people out of the Xbox Live kiddie sort of, you know, screaming, swearing kid realm. Like, see, one thing I don't look forward to with ODST is playing that online with a bunch of turds. But I will. Deus Ex 2... Was it Deus Ex? I always said Deus Ex 2.
Yeah.
Deus Ex Human Revolution gets a trailer. This is the long, long sought after sequel to the original Deus Ex games that came out 2000 and 2003, respectively, from Ion Storm at the time. Now, I guess it's Square Enix in combination with Eidos, and I don't know who else. But anyway, very exciting. And after seeing the trailer, I'm even more stoked. I got a clip of the trailer. Let's listen to just a piece of how this thing goes down. Whoops. You know, I really ought to have... Hold on, here it is. Wait for it.
I never asked for this. If you want to make enemies, try to change something. The year is 2027. It's a time of great innovation.
You're pretty sure this is Batman, right? Is that what you're thinking?
No, actually I'm thinking Batman and Knight Rider got together.
The music is totally Knight Rider, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my heck. Oh, that's great.
And Batman.
That is so great that you pulled that out of there. Yeah.
That's a great trailer.
Yeah, it's very... the trailer's really cool. Did you see the whole thing?
No, not yet.
Oh, you need to totally check it out. It's really, really, really cool. I'm pretty impressed. But it's like... it's much longer. I don't... Obviously, it's very visual, so I'm not going to play a bunch of the audio here because it's... Lots of explosions and stuff. It has me stoked for a game like that.
Looks good.
And it was being broken on game PCGamer.com. I don't know that that has any sort of indication that it's PC only. I highly doubt it. This looks like a perfect franchise for consoles. And also, having played the original Deus Ex, I never played the sequel, but I played the first one. It is as close to an action RPG that sort of existed then. And I mean like one that had shooting and duck and cover and AI opponents and all that kind of stuff, but this thick layer of role playing and leveling and items and all of that. It was very ambitious for its time. And it was based on the Unreal Engine, which at the time ran like hell on my computer. It was really bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is like this. You know that was filmed in Utah, Salt Flats.
Yes, we know that.
Does
anybody not know that?
No, they should if they don't. Anyway, looking forward to that. Can't wait to see it. Moving on. Sex is more popular than driving, Brian.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah, it's according to a recent poll, a huge number of people admitted to performing some sort of sexual act while driving. let's see. Here's what it is. A drive time activity performed 72% of people said this.
Yeah.
Let's see. Some people say they operate their cars while kissing, 28%. Texting at 28%. Reading books, 10%. What?
Books.
Applying makeup, 13%. And reading and writing emails, 12%. Anyway, sexy time in the car.
Well, I mean, it's really hard for popularity contests to beat out sex. I mean... That's pretty high there on the list.
Yeah. That's freaking nasty. That's all I'm saying. I guess it depends on who you are.
So that means that, 50% of the people out there while you're driving Is that what you were saying statistically?
Oh, you know what I told you? I'm sorry. 72% of people surveyed do some of these activities.
Okay.
The rest
okay.
say they don't do any of this.
I wonder how many people out of 10, when you look over while you're driving, are yeah. doing something.
The point of it was people are sitting scratching their head going, why are they talking about this? What does this have to do with video games? It's because the gaming part did register in the percentages at 5%. So people game 5%.
How the crap do you game? I game when I'm driving also. It's called driving and trying not to hit things.
you're playing your own version of Blur every day?
Yeah. But actual video game, I can't see that.
Yeah, I'm sure it's, you know, portable stuff, iPhones.
Well, I guess it takes a lot more concentration, too, to play a video game than it does human bodily function activities.
Whoa. We'll leave it at that.
Done.
done again. There you go. On live early registers get some nice perks. I meant to mention this last week and failed to, but if you register for the on live service or if you're pre-registrant for the service, you will get a free game and 1 year's prescription. You'll get a
1 year's prescription. You'll need it.
Subscription to the service. So are you still, on live's not really even on my radar right now, but you have any interest?
I'm still totally excited in the back of my head, but it's a very reserved excitement because I'm like, show it to me. You showed me what could be done. Now actually do it. And then I'm going to get excited again. I just don't know if this is going to happen. I want it to happen and I want it to be smooth, but I don't know.
Sega Genesis Classics now available on Steam. First batch of downloadable Sega Genesis games for the PC has hit it and giving gamers a new way to spend $2.99 a piece on games like Echo the Dolphin, Vector Man, and Sonic 3D Blast. Brian, any interest in Sega Classics?
But I'll probably have to have it not right now. But I'm sure there's going to be a day and we're like, ooh, I'm just going to get that taste for it. You know, it's like wanting Chinese or Mexican. It's just like, oh, I got to have those Sega Classics. Mm-hmm. Dolphin. Remember Dolphin? Oh, that was fun.
I like a good Mexican.
Yeah.
Clone Wars Adventures, free Star Wars MMO for kids launched. The Force will be strong with our younglings this fall, says Game Life on the Wired blog. Yep. They say that Clone Wars Adventures will deliver a suite of online minigames themed around the Clone Wars cartoon, all wrapped up in a social environment that lets players customize character, buy pets, and compete against friends in daily challenges.
We mentioned free.
Wow. Yeah, it's free.
My kids love these kind of things.
It's going to be like Free Realms, and I'm guessing they went ahead and used the same. It's Sony, what is it? Sony Entertainment Online? It's the same group who does Free Realms. And it's a great engine. I could see that being really versatile, and they could just totally use it here.
Yeah, let's probably put some maps on there. Just said, here you go. Let's put some texture maps on here. This is a stormtrooper.
Yeah. Stormtrooper looks like a Wookiee. The whole thing is free, and this seems right along lines with what they did with that other game. And Free Realms is kicking trash, dude. That game's like taking names and moving on. It's doing good.
Absolutely. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to play this.
I'll probably try it.
I got to at least look at it.
I mean, what I really want is obviously I want Old Republic, which has no relation to this at all.
Yeah.
Other than George Lucas spawned it from his huge neck.
Hold on a second.
There's no game for you. help me pull my turtleneck back up. That's not really his voice at all.
No, it's not. And that's so done.
Where are we now? Moving on to our last
quick.
Oh, Trent Reznor says he's got no time for Doom 4. Trent Reznor famous for doing work for Quake.
Me either.
What? Oh, you mean you don't even want to play it? He says this. Musician Trent Reznor is in a long relationship with developers at id Software and scored Quake and did music for Doom 3. That actually didn't make it into the game. So whatever he did for Doom 3 did not make it anyway. No wonder there have been rumors about Reznor and Doom 4, but when asked about it, he says, quote, I haven't been contacted by them and find it unlikely that I would have time at this point. I'd sense a little something under the surface there.
Yeah, sense a little bit of bite me under
well,
there.
Well, maybe it's a little bit of, hey, I did all that work for Doom 3 and you didn't use it? F you guys.
Yeah.
I'm Trent Reznor. Yeah, I'm Trent Reznor.
I sung that song about animal.
I want to boop you like an animal. Boop. Yeah.
Beep.
I like Reznor. He's cool.
He's kind of weird.
Chat rooms asked if I've ever played Star Wars Galaxies. Yes, I played it for about 9 months to maybe 10 months, something like that, back when it came out. And I really tried to make that
game
good.
That's all I can say is I really tried.
I really did. I gave it my all, and my all just wasn't good enough. That sounds like a song. Is that a song? That's a song.
It should be. I didn't even play it that long. But yeah, I tried to.
It was
fun. It had its moments, but.
Yeah. Seems my all wasn't good enough, right? Something like that. Reznor, no on Doom 4. All right, that's it for news. Thank you guys for listening to news. Can't wait to talk about what happens at E3. We will have some coverage. I'm thinking about doing a mini show every day for the duration of the show, but that'll be confirmed next week, so stay tuned.
Like little quiches.
Yeah, quiches.
Little quiches.
I don't know what you're saying. Moving on to this. Hey, what are you playing? This is where Brian and I get to talk about what we are playing. It may be we're beating a dead horse. Get it? Beating a dead horse. You can actually do that in that game.
Yes, you can. And you can also shoot your buddy's horse while he's riding it. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Still playing Red Dead Redemption. Shot Brian's horse in the head as he was riding up to me. That was epic. You turned right around and killed mine, I think.
Actually, I think I shot you in the head.
Yeah, you may have gotten me. That's true. Having a ball with that game. I really don't have a bad thing to say about it. You know, I've tried to find some problems, but I'm not having any. I mean, some people could say, oh, it's a little clunky mechanically, or it's you know, the storyline isn't consistent with some of the things you do, or all those things are so nitpicky compared to the overall experience, which is I'm playing a damn Western any way I want to play it.
Yeah. If the lawmen just cursed a little less.
Do they curse? I forget to notice.
Oh, man. If you get on top of a building and some lawmen are underneath you, man, they will go off with the bad language, which is you know, by yourself, you know.
Sure, whatever.
It's up to you, you know, what you can handle.
Yeah.
But, you know, my kids come in the room and, what you doing, Daddy? Well, apparently I'm a boop, boop.
Get off the effing roof. Yeah, exactly. The game is, you know, it's got some hard edges. But honestly, anything compared to the GTA stuff, it's not even close to GTA. Like, the GTA series is, like, the foulest thing you can ever have played around your kids. This is not anywhere near that, and you can kind of avoid a lot of it. It's one of the things I like about the game is I just feel like I'm in this world that I get to kind of choose where I want to go and do and be, and it's just, it's brilliant.
I totally play free roam. Always playing free roam.
Free roam's great. It's distracting me from regular roam.
Yeah. I got to get back to Bonnie and do some more chores.
That's right. I think you guys are going to... I'm not far enough to know. Yeah, I'm still helping Irish out and trying to get the gun worked out and all that.
I'm still... last thing I did, I think I lassoed some horses and had to come back and lasso some more horses. And then I think I lasso a few horses.
Good on you. Keep doing that for Walrus Face McGillicuddy over there. Okay, so enough about that. We won't bore you to death, but Red Dead, still awesome. Loving it. Gravity Crash for the PSN. I had already owned this for like 6 months and forgot I had it.
It's $10
for this little game. I'm a big fan of, like, there was an old game for the Genesis called, oh, crap.
Sonic?
No, Subterranea. Mm. And you were this little ship inside of caves, kind of conserving fuel and hovering around and trying to kill stuff in there and land and
like
save
Morpheus.
People. What?
Morpheus. Like Morpheus. What's in the Matrix?
Oh, kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Fat Morpheus, though, in that movie. He got all fat for that one. He was standing
up.
Yeah, he was down there going, Zion, hear my voice. I'm like, I can't avoid you, dude. You're a big old vibrating chunk of cheese now. And what happened since that last movie? Anyway. Gravity Crash is great. It's really fun. It's awesome. It's totally neon, cool, retro, fun little game. I don't want to go that deep into it and try to explain what it is, but for $10, it's just hard to beat. Great game.
Yeah.
Been playing Half-Life 2 again on Steam. It's funny,
Mac?
These sales that come. Yeah, I've been playing on the Mac because, you know, it's there, and I thought, well, let's see how this plays, and then you get roped in. And it's sharing my saves, so any progress I make here will be just fine on my PC.
I love cloud saves on Steam.
Oh,
that's
it's
like
saving
the best thing
ever. Yeah, no pun intended, but it's saving my butt. Yeah. I wish that Torchlight supported it. It doesn't. It's bastards. Anyway, that game so holds up so well, and it's such a great experience that I find myself all into it again, and I played it through it like 3 times. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then I played a bunch of Street Fighter 4 with my son, Super Street Fighter 4. I had a good time with that. Brian, what have you been playing? I know you've been doing Red Dead, but what's this 99 Nights 2 crap demo thing?
This 99, well, I was on my Xbox 360 because I was looking for demos, just, you know, because I have this dilemma. Like I said, I it's time to get another new game. So
yeah.
I was looking, and so I downloaded a demo for 99 Nights 2, which I had never heard of 99 Nights 1, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. There's
so
a reason. There's a reason why
it
was
and,
a little less heard of, by the way, but go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So instantly I jump in and I'm like totally like, ooh, this feels like Dante's Inferno or God of War, except not as cool.
Except poop. Yeah.
Except poop. And I play it for about 5 minutes and it may rock and you may love that game, but first impressions.
Not for you.
I was like, seen it, done it, out.
Oh, I forgot to mention I played a bunch of Blur too. Sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, sure you did.
Yeah. Online Blur.
I'll go check that out.
I love the multiplayer in that game. That's so much fun. Anyway.
Yeah, I expect to see some statistics to back that up because we had this conversation last week. About
go check it out. You go check it out. It's right there on my thing. I think you have to have Blur to see all my playtime and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got Blur to check
I
out.
I think so.
All right.
I'll try to prove it some other way.
All right. Film yourself.
So what else you got? 99 Nights 2, crap. Any other good stuff?
Angry Birds still playing the crap out of that. I can't stop playing that game. That game is just so freaking addicting.
There's nothing wrong with Angry Birds. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, but the only thing is my kid made me really mad because I was playing and doing each one of them, and my kids got on it and played it, and he done a bunch of my levels. Now I don't know where I stopped at, and I'm like, ah!
Yeah, that's the worst when your kids share your saves.
So now I'm having to go back through all the maps. I mean, there are so many freaking different levels on this thing. It's just ridiculous. And so I'm trying to figure out which ones I missed because I was so wanting to be a completist on this one. I want to make sure I've played each one of them.
Yeah.
And now I can't tell.
Yeah. No way to know.
So my kids got a good chewing out. What did you do? Oh, my God. What did you do?
Did you hear about that guy that his cat unplugged his console, so he killed the cat?
That's what I would do.
That's rough, man.
That is bad.
Rough.
That's terrible. Who would do that?
Come here, puss. Conk.
Well, I doubt it was like that. It was probably more like unplug and then like cat fur.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Poof.
Probably beat him with the controller.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was all over the news the other day. I love those kind of articles because they just give fuel to people who think video games are destroying society.
Yeah.
When really it's just one idiot with one cat.
In one controller.
Yeah, in one controller, yeah.
But I downloaded another demo off PS3 because I was thinking maybe I want something a little more casual. Because since I'm playing Red Dead, that's pretty deep. I said maybe I can get something that I can just kind of jump in, jump out. I played Planet Mini Golf.
Okay, this has been tempting me from afar because I'm a big fan of like goofy golf games.
Yeah, because Hot Shots, man. I love Hot Shots.
Yeah, Hot Shots is great. I still play Hot Shots. I love it.
I love Mario Golf.
I love all that kind of crap. So did you?
Planet Mini Golf.
Well, the reviews aren't kind. The one like IGN gave it like a 50 or something out of 100.
Yeah, it's all right. It's got this weird blend of really great graphics and all these. It's just beautiful to look at, but then the characters are kind of goofy looking, and so it's this odd blend of adultish game with like kid game. It's really weird. And immediately there's too many options for how to freaking shoot. Okay, first of all, you want to go, okay, every other golf game ever played, this is usually how it goes. Either you pull the right stick back and you push it forward and it goes, no big deal. Or you hit down, you know, a button and you wait for a meter to go up and you hit it again. And, you know, you kind of aim, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
No, they've got like 3 different ways to do it. You can do all those ways and there's like a third way to do it. But by default, your left stick is the one you shoot with, and I'm not left-handed, so I can't shoot crap for crap straight, so I had to go online to figure out how to shoot.
I don't like that either when they have multiple ways of doing it, when you just need to give me one really good way.
Just give me one freaking good way.
Choice is not always a good answer. Choice sometimes just muddies the joint. You need to give me the best way. It's like motion controls on half the Wii games I play. It's like, hell, you can just hold the controller sideways and play Super Mario or
Super
Mario Brothers Wii, and it's just as fun, maybe better. But here we have all these other waggly ways to play it. I'm like, nope, I think I'll do the sideways one. Just give me that.
yeah, bite me. I'm not doing it.
It's like but they feel like they have to justify it. In this case, it's like, well, we got two analog sticks. We need to justify having two, so we'll let them shoot with one.
It was why the left side, I don't know. But anyway.
Well, how is it on Tiger and stuff? You played any of those Tiger Woods games?
Yeah.
How do those play? Are they the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah, but it just seems so much more natural on Tiger.
Hmm.
I don't know why. It's hard to explain. I was expecting something very simple. The game looks very simple, and all of a sudden, you know, they give me like three different options on how I can shoot. I was like, okay. And then another weird thing they did is they got this voice announcer guy who's got this really cool voice sound, and you're waiting for him to say something clever, and he never says anything clever.
Really?
Yeah, so it's kind of like playing Madden, but nothing's ever said this clever because you expect, since it's such a silly game and kind of, you know, casual, that they would say something funny. But no, it doesn't add anything to it. It just adds to your confusion of, what the crap am I playing?
It's like listening to the show. You keep expecting something clever to come out.
Yeah, and nothing ever does.
No, it's always stupid.
Done.
It's my new favorite catchphrase, and it's one word and not really a phrase. All right, well, good times were had by all. Can't wait to play some new stuff this week if that 360 comes in. I'll finally dabble a little bit in Forza 3, which I had planned to get before my 360 died, so I'm excited that will be part of the bundle.
I like that.
Because I likes me some Forza 3. I want to see all those crazy cars and decals people made and see if we can get somebody to make us a final score car skin, maybe, if anyone cares about that game anymore. It's been out for long enough now. I think people are kind of over it. Yeah. But
I saw it at Blockbuster today.
Oh, yeah? Dude, yeah. Blockbuster exists? They still have a store and stuff?
Totally, man. Our Blockbuster rocks.
They were gone. Ours are all like tanking bad. Yeah. We're Redbox country out here.
We are Redbox also, but we still have those people who just love Blockbuster.
Did you hear what Redbox is going to do? DVDs, or they already do DVDs for $1 each, right?
Yeah.
They're doing Blu-ray now. They're rolling it out for $1.25 or $1.50, I think.
But still, only 50 cents more?
Yeah.
No brainer. Got a Blu-ray player?
Smart move, dude. Smart.
Yeah.
Good job.
They got it going on.
Yeah, I like those guys. I laughed and scoffed at it when I first saw it. I thought, nobody's gonna go up to a vending machine, get video. It just seemed like a terrible idea. And I was so wrong about that.
Their success is going to be their failure, though.
You think?
Yeah, because when I first started using Redbox, it was just like me. Okay, who's Redbox? Me, Brian. Who's at the Redbox? It's me. You'd always just see me out there getting movies and putting movies back in.
Yeah.
But now there's so many people, and so you have to wait. And so people aren't doing what you would want them to do, which is like reserve the movie online and then go pick it up. No, they get out of their car with their whole family, stand in front of the stinking box, and go, what do you want to get? I don't know. What do you want to get? I don't know what you want to get. And so then you're just wanting to return a movie, and you're going, oh, my God, just pick a freaking movie. And then they're sitting there going, well, Sherlock Holmes isn't in. You know why Sherlock Holmes isn't in? Because I got it in my freaking hand, and you won't let me reinsert the stupid thing. So that's the only bad
thing. That's awesome. They got so busy at ours, they put in a second one right next to it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, see, that would be great. They need multiple input outputs.
Agreed. So, but they got their eye on that long tail of people who aren't ever going to get downloadable content. It's a smart move.
It is.
Anyways, moving on. Let's do, what do we have now? Oh, I know what it is. Let's talk about what's new this week.
Hey, what?
Nude. I can show you what's nude. This is where we talk about stuff that is nude. I mean, new. And we'll play a little music from Machinarium.
How appropriate.
I love that game. Play that again, too. I'm cheating a little bit because that game's hard.
You gotta get that game.
It was virtually free, dude. Anyway.
Yeah, it was.
All right.
I missed out, though.
Let's talk about what's coming out next week. Not this week, next week. Starting next week, you can get your hands on Prince of Persia.
It's going to be good.
Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands, already on the Wii.
For the PC.
Yeah, was on the Wii, now on the PC. And I've actually heard decent things about this version. Pretty good conversion. Turgeon. McVersion Turgeon.
I've heard the movie's pretty good, too.
I liked it. I didn't hate it. I thought it was okay. Also next week, Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, the long-anticipated direct sequel to Metal Gear 3, makes an appearance on the PSP in Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker.
I'm actually a pretty big fan of that on the PSP.
Yeah, they do okay. It's a lot of people are excited about this. They think this will be actually a system seller for those who don't already have PSPs.
Oh, yes.
Or as I like to say, PSP.
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 Get a PSP. PSP go.
Get a little PSP. Green Day Rock Band for the 360 and Wii coming out.
Woo!
360 as well as PS3. I'm sorry. PS3 as well. MTV Games and Harmonix working together on a full game dedicated to the San Francisco Bay pump or pop punk band.
Pump.
So Billy Joel or Billy Joe. Not Billy Joel. Billy Joe and his full stupidness is available now. Dookie.
Yeah.
Is all I can
say.
So
you can sing America Sucks or whatever.
No, it's
Lazy Americans.
Something Americans. I don't know. I didn't think of it.
This is a video game podcast, not a song podcast, so shut up.
That's right. Coming out also, Call of Duty with the War Collection. Experience the cinematic intensity of the most epic battles of World War II with three complete games from the best-selling shooter franchise of all time.
I'm excited about.
I'm pretty sure this is World at War, so the last one that they did that was World War II. Three and two, right? I'm pretty sure one's not in there. That would be dumb.
No.
But if you want to get that collection, you can get it on the 360 and I think PS3, although this is not totally for sure telling me that way, one way or the other.
I want to go back and play two again.
I do not want to play two again. I don't want to play World War II again. I'm done with those. Finished. Complete. Out. Done. Finished. Done? Yeah. I'm not interested. I don't want to play anymore.
You can't watch Hitler on the History Channel. You can't play them in video games. You're just so done with the Greatest Generation.
No 3D.
Or was that World War I?
Even the 3D came from the Greatest Generation. When they all got home and they said, let's make movies stupid, and they came up with 3D. Same thing. Also included next week's releases, Mega Man Zero Collection. The four Mega Man Zero titles have been brought to the DS in one glorious package. What's with all these packages? This is crazy.
That's exactly what I was about to say. What's up with all the packages?
Tiger Woods PGA Tour 11 for the 360 and PS3, and I think the Wii is getting their version. Tiger Woods PGA 11 adds the Ryder Cup mode, where you find a hooker and take her home.
That doesn't sound right.
It sounds terrible, doesn't it? It supports Sony's new Motion 3 controller to give gamers authentic interactive swing experience. It's not even out yet, but it'll support it.
Yeah. Well, that's the 3 motion controller.
That's
not the move. That's just
wait. Are you sure? No, I think it's motion or move they're talking about. I'm pretty sure that's what they're talking about.
That's the motion controller.
No, they're not going to do. They can't do 6-axis and swing like a club. No way.
You might be right. We'll see. We'll just wait until we get some emails back on that, and then we'll know who's right.
All right, we'll find out. Tiger Woods PGA Tour 11. Look for it now. There's a picture on the cover. He's on the cover as usual, but his wife's hitting him with a golf club.
Why would they release this so early, 11, if they...
This is when they always do it. This is always when they do it. So, you mean early for the motion controller, you mean?
Yeah, and 11.
Because they're not going to wait. They're not going to wait. And you know how sports games are. 10's halfway over, man.
Yes.
Heart of Iron 3, Semperfi.
Semperfi.
It is it's a downloadable expansion to the World War II grand strategy game. Who cares?
So you're not going to want that then.
Nope. City Builder, I don't want this either.
City Builder?
Fresh take on classic pipe puzzle games by expanding the gameplay to over 3 overlapping levels: road, underground, water mains, and light or in sky, which is power lines. On your Wii.
Yes, sounds if you always dumb. Wanted to be someone who worked at a utilities company, this is the game for you.
Mm. Doesn't sound good. Mind Over Matter for the DS. Mind Over Matter combines clever puzzles with twists of logic for the ultimate fun and brain fitness.
Another fitness brain game.
There's some studies that prove that that's crap, that there's no such thing.
So you think this is all hooey?
Yep, I agree that it is all hooey. And then two of my things I'm looking forward to the most this week. I mean, I cannot believe these have taken so long to come out. I'm going to spend my money on these immediately. Vacation Isle Beach Party for the Wii.
Oh, yeah.
Take your whole family to Vacation Isle, a magical island destination where you can find and enjoy a variety of fun water-based sports.
Am I smelling a little bit of sarcasm?
A little bit.
All right.
And then Let's Play Garden on the DS. I'm going to get that at the same time.
Let's Play Garden. It's like something you trick your grandkids into.
Yep.
Hey, you know what we're going to do?
Come here, Junior. We're going to play Garden. Bring Grandpa beer while you go plant those vegetables.
While you pick the weeds.
Plant lovers will enjoy trying to raise virtual flowers, vegetables, and fruits with Let's Play Garden.
You know what plant lovers don't like to do? Mm. Sit inside and play video games. Brilliant.
Good point, Brian. Make a fine point. Let's groove a little bit to the sound of that.
Yeah.
Check. Oh, all right. Mm. There you go. That's what's new. Coming to you soon.
Soon.
It's time for.
Soon.
We're kicking it old school.
Okay, it's time to kick it old school. It's where we talk about an ancient, sometimes not as ancient, but often ancient video game from our past. Something we enjoyed a lot and that we'd like to see maybe make a comeback or just care to sort of be a little nostalgic here and there.
I love the nostalgia.
This week's game is Donkey Kong 3.
Three. Because sure, Donkey Kong 1 was fun. Sure, Donkey Kong 2 was not as much fun. But Donkey Kong 3...
Well, Donkey Kong 2 technically didn't exist. Donkey Kong 2 was technically it was the Donkey Kong Jr., which was also a very weird offshoot for Donkey Kong. But it was a more popular one. Donkey Kong 3 kind of came and went. Nobody noticed. It seemed like. Yeah. But I loved this game.
Man, I won't lie to you. This I may have played this more than Donkey Kong.
I'm trying to think. Actual time spent, that's probably true here too.
Now, at the arcade. Now, I played Donkey Kong 1 many times on my consoles, but...
Sure, but in its heyday, in the arcade where they were both founded, I will agree with you. It was released nearly simultaneously for the Famicom, which was the original NES in Japan, and then later released in America on the Nintendo Entertainment System in 96. The game was re-released on the Wii Virtual Console in North America on July 14th, 2008, and in Europe on the 9th of January, 2009. Although it is a sequel, it is a title that is a radical departure, and that is a understatement from the original.
Yeah, yeah. Totally different.
Let's play a clip, and then we'll describe what happens in this game, because it's freaking weird. But here's how it sounds. Oh, whoops. Let's turn that up. How about that? All right, here you go.
Yeah.
This is Brian playing, by the way, people. Okay, I just want to pause for a second because I want to play your death. But it sounds to me like Brian might be spraying something up someone's butt, right? Do I have that right?
You could be close. Actually, it was sprinklers.
Oh.
It was the original gardener thing with the sprinklers. But oh. No,
it was like, I thought they were like a little bug spray.
It was
cans.
Bug spray, okay. Which is disgusting when you're thinking about spraying it between this monkey's legs.
Yes, and we should probably give it some context. So the way it worked, here's the story. Stanley is a bug man. No Mario, people, by the way. There's no Mario, in this story. There's no Jumpman, no Mario, no Luigi. That stuff is not in this game. There is only Donkey Kong as the recognizable character. Stanley is a bug man. Donkey Kong has taken refuge in his greenhouse, and it is now up to him, that is to say Stanley, to stop the ape from stirring up more insects that will soon destroy his flowers. So... the way it works, if you can picture this, is Donkey Kong climbing up these two ropes as he
spread
gets...
eagle.
Totally. He's climbing up these two ropes. There's steps on the rope for you to jump up and spray him in the butt with a can of spray. And that makes him go up higher. And the higher he gets, one of the things he does is knocks a can of more powerful and farther reaching spray down to the ground. You pick that up, and then you can really shoot stuff up his butt. And then by the time...
Oh, man, it's like flaming something when you pick that thing up.
Yeah, it's all yellow and kind of gross. And then when he gets to the top, or close to the top, or I should say this, before he comes down for you to spray him, there's these two, they look like bees' nests. I guess that's what they'd be. He swings over to those and bangs on them and gets all the bugs in them all pissed. So the game is kind of like a Galaga game in a way, because these bugs also come down and fly around you and try to kill you. And your goal is to spray them with the same sprayer while you're trying to spray his butt and move him up. before before they attack you and or get those flowers at the bottom of the screen.
And I came. It was some games come more naturally, come back to you quicker than others.
Yeah.
And immediately I was like able to recognize. Okay, there's no goofing around here. You just go straight for it. So when you first start, you just go straight up the. There's like three levels or so of steps that you can kind of climb up.
Yep.
So you just go bump, 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 and you get to the very top, and you just spray as fast as you can to get Donkey Kong up as high as you can, quickly as possible, to get him to knock off the beehives. And so that's what I did for a couple of them. But then they started doing crazy stuff.
Yep, and now you're going to hear what that sounded like. This is Brian dying at the end of his time with Donkey Kong 3. Check it out. You had just won. Okay, here it comes. It's the worst death in video game history.
Now I'm sad.
Listen how sad that is. And the way it happens is one of the bugs will hit you. You'll stop and die, and then all the bugs will swarm your body and eat your flesh.
Yeah, what was that for? That's just like adding insult to injury.
It's a pretty violent game for what it sort of represents. And Donkey Kong's just sort of doing his thing up there. I was just a huge fan of this game, and it's not because it's part of the Donkey Kong pantheon or a Nintendo game. Had this been any other kind of game with some other creature climbing up that thing, I think it would have been better received. I think a lot of people had it in their heads that this can't possibly be a Donkey Kong game in the truest sense, so we're going to bash it. And that's what they've done for years. But as if you just take all of that out of it and look at it for what it is, purely on its own mechanical and gameplay level, it's a lot of fun.
It is. You could have totally named it anything else besides Donkey Kong and just had the ape be black or something instead of brown. And, hey, yeah. It would have been a success.
Yeah.
I think it would be a classic.
One of its games fans, Matt Karakarapa, proprietor of X Entertainment, has often said Donkey Kong 3 is his favorite of the Donkey Kong games simply because of the novelty of spraying gas up Donkey Kong's ass. I will agree with him on that.
Concurred.
Good stuff. So we'll have a link to the Wikipedia page. If you get a chance to play Donkey Kong 3, I promise you will not be disappointed. Just forget for a minute that it's got anything to do with Donkey Kong or Mario. Just have fun for what it is, and I think you'll have a good time.
You know what they should have done? They should have like an air compressor sprayer like that pointed at your face. So every time you sprayed Donkey Kong, air like shot in your face. That would have been cool.
Dude. It's like those new rumble seats at the theater.
Yeah.
What's that called? Stupid seats.
Rumble seats.
Poopy seats. I hate those freaking things. Not
me and Suzanne. Me and Suzanne, whenever we go to the better theaters with the fat chairs for the fat people, we make those into love seats. Yeah.
Oh, look at you guys.
Until the fat people come in, they want to get up. Sorry.
Hey, quick note here at this point of the show. I want to make mention of Typefrag.com. They sponsor the show, and they are awesome. If you need a Ventrilo server for, let's say 10 or 25 people in your guild or your clan or whatever it is you may need voice service for, these guys are there for you. It's like $10 a month. It's measly to get a 25-man server, for example. So go check them out at Typefrag.com. You can actually use a code from one of our other shows, The Instance. You can use Instance as your code and save half of that and only pay $5 for that first month.
So
there's no reason not to use Typefrag if you are a gamer and you need to talk to your friends. Here's your chance. That's typefrag.com. Let's move on, Brian. It's time for a little bit of feedback from the listeners. You ready for this?
Force feedback! Force feedback!
We like to call it force feedback.
I like to get into the force of feedback.
I like it too. We're very Mario, sort of Italian stereotypy. X Mentis Aratu, or Mark W. Stevenson, wrote in and said, I can't believe you guys said that Jason Statham could do no wrong. How about the In the Name of the King, a dungeon siege tale from Ooey Crapmaster Bowl? I couldn't watch for more than 10 minutes of that train wreck. Maybe train wreck isn't the right word because you can't look away from a train wreck. I have no clue how this steaming pile got 3.8 out of 10 on IMDb. I've not seen In the Name of the King.
I didn't even know this until they blocked this out. So
yeah, and I'm
so as far as I'm concerned, Jason Statham rocks.
Yeah, he's great. He's okay. He's good in the video game movies. I don't like Dungeon Siege the movie. I don't even like the idea of doing one, but I love Dungeon Siege the game. Had a great time with that.
I wonder when this was when in Jason Statham's career.
Not was long. It was like a year or two ago. It's pretty new. It had a... I always forget his name. Who? Smokey, and the, Smokey and the Bandit. Freaking...
Which one? The Bandit?
No, yeah. Not Smokey. What's his name?
What guy? He played in Deliverance?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me? Burt Reynolds.
His name is
good
Burt Reynolds.
Lord.
Oh, you checked the chat room. That's
I
not
had
fair.
To check the chat room because you weren't coming up with anything. Burt Reynolds was in it. He played the king. So there's your problem. I don't recommend
that's
it.
That's not a problem. That's awesome.
That's a feature. Yes, that is not a problem. I disagree. Anyway, thank you for that feedback. We got another one from CB. He says, hello, gentlemen. Listening to the retro portion of your podcast helps me recall some of the oldie but goodies, and it got me to wondering, what is the most frustrating game that either of you have ever played? For me, it has to be the original Ninja Gaiden from the 8-bit Nintendo days. And the level that was most frustrating in particular was the one of the last ones that involved a bunch of stinking birds. I can't recall exactly how the level went, and I am mentally blocking it today to this day, but I do recall having to go to the end boss 3 times. I did finally beat it, and on a side note, I broke 2 NES controllers and a TV while doing it.
And killed 2 cats.
And 2 cats, right. He was in the news for that. Excellent job on the show, guys. Keep it up. Thank you very much, CB. I'm trying to think the most frustrating time in a video game I've ever had.
I know mine.
All right, give me yours. What do you got?
Since Donkey Kong was already in my mind, I thought back and said, oh, man, remember the original Donkey Kong? I remember getting so frustrated.
Yeah, that game's a pisser.
I mean, the first level, not too bad. But I get on the second level, and I don't know, I would get so excited because I finally got past the first level that I would just blow it every single freaking time.
Yeah, for me, it was Doom 2. At a certain point, I had no ammo, and I was forced to cheat to get ammo. And I remember being just incredibly frustrated that I had my last save point is when I only had like 8% of health.
Yeah. And oh, I hate when I do that.
There was, invisible pinkies everywhere and I wanted to die. So I think probably Doom 2. I'm, still a great game, obviously, but there were points in that where I just wanted to give up the ghost and be done.
Forget it.
Yep. But I did not break my keyboard or any controllers in the process.
I didn't break anything either. I said a lot of bad words.
I got another email from Ghost or Chost. I'm sorry, Chost.
Chost. Choust.
Chost. That's the movie where Patrick Swayze is the one making the pot and Demi Moore is the ghost. Chost.
Yeah.
Where am I? Oh, okay, maybe a little late on this one. Please tell me, you guys could go for the TIE Fighter remake. Best space sim ever made. Spans 5 floppy disks. I remember that.
I remember it too.
Thank you, Chost, and I'm going to agree with you. I think that a new TIE Fighter would be awesome. It was really, really good for its day. I think those are harder to make now and make people care.
If they made it in 3D on a PlayStation 3?
Well, they'd have to. Play. Oh, 3D, like you're thinking 3D. I thought you meant polygonal. I want my 3D back. I want 3D to mean polygonal, and I don't want them to keep taking that word away from me.
Polygonal?
Polygonal. Polygonal. So, yeah, TIE Fighter remake would be cool. Maybe a live arcade / PSN style download. That would be cool. Yeah, why not? They did that with Wipeout. So Wipeout worked out well that way. Why not?
We want TIE Fighter HD.
Yeah. There was a PS1 game made by Psygnosis, the people behind Wipeout. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to remember the name of this. It was, let's see. I'm going to find this real quick because this is good radio when you go search for things on the internet.
Well, you go search for that, and we'll just talk about the TIE Fighter remake. And I also agree that they should do the original Star Wars one that was polygonal, as Scott says. Yeah. I'd love to see that again. There's something so much fun about those Washington Monument beams that were sticking up that you had to fly around in the X-Wing.
The vector one, the vector graphic one. Yeah. Yeah, you were talking about that the other a couple shows ago. That game still holds up. That's really fun.
It's a fun game, especially the sit-down version.
I was trying. Oh, Colony Wars. I found it. So, Colony Wars was a game for the PS1. First version of the game came out in 97. They had Vengeance in 98, and then Colony Wars Red Sun in 2000. I don't know how to explain this. It's so good. Like, it's if you asked me at the time anyway, it was this incredible, graphically awesome spiritual successor to TIE Fighter. And yeah. I would be more interested because I'm kind of done with Star Wars a little bit, kind of in a way.
Right now.
Yeah.
Me and Lucas aren't on speaking terms.
Well, at the very least, what I'm saying is the game does not need to have LucasArts behind it for me to care. Like, it doesn't need to be about Star Wars for me to like a good game. I understand why people like it. It's nostalgic. They connect with it and everything else. The same reason I want that iPod game or iPhone game that's coming out with Pac-Man in it. It's basically Bejeweled with Pac-Man, but I want it because it's Pac-Man. So I understand where people are coming from. But Colony Wars was such a great game. I would love an update of Colony Wars, and there's no reason they couldn't do it. Sony basically absorbed Psygnosis at the time. They were the company behind this and Wipeout, and that studio still exists in pieces and parts. They should totally make a Colony Wars remake. Freaking so good.
Also, is a free browser-based MMORPG in space.
Memorg.
Space.
Memorgorg.
Morbg.
Morbinger. Anyway, Morbinger. Enjoy your 5 floppy disks. We agree with you. That was a great game.
I fit mine on 2 because I had double density.
Oh, look at you. Well, 3.5 though, right?
Yeah.
Not 5.25.
Yeah.
I remember I got my first copy of Doom and my first copy of, before that, Castle Wolfenstein, Stein, on 5.25.
Nice.
That's how I got mine. And then I think I
pirated. Did you borrow it or did you buy it?
No, I bought it. I had like original manuals and the discs and everything. It was great. Those were the days, Brian.
Yes, they were.
Don't forget the early 90s.
I actually had a store in town that rented floppy disk video games.
What? How would you do that? What'd they charge? How'd that work?
I don't remember what the charges were now because it's been so long ago. But I do remember going in there because they rented movies too.
Remember
it was
the whole
Movie Land.
Did they have a lot of shareware type stuff? Because I know that was big for a while, where people would have just discs lining the shelves, and it would be shareware and freeware.
No,
and
these were real things too. No, and just shareware stuff.
Huh.
Well, this everything this guy was doing was illegal, but nobody in town was smart enough to know.
Well, no one cared then. This was such new ground back then.
Yeah.
This is back when John Romero worked about a mile from my office.
Yeah.
And before he joined id Software. Actually, I think he was with id, but they were just doing like Commander Keen and stuff like that.
Ooh, Commander Keen. That's going to show up in Rick.
Commander Keen making a comeback. Anyway, there you go. Oh my gosh, that's going to be about it for a show. Can you believe it?
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to do it.
Are we done?
We're almost done. We got to say... Not done the way you were saying done earlier, but we got to say some thanks to some iTunes folks who left us 5-star reviews. Thank you to Neo Lionheart, SL777, Psycho Cyan, and Cave Babble.
Cave Babble.
Wait, that sounds like last week. Was that from last week?
Maybe. Did I say Cave Babble last week? I might have. I picked the last 4. Maybe we've only had 4 reviews since last week, so I don't know.
Uh-oh.
We need more.
Congratulations, Cave Babble.
Double dipped. Good job, you guys. Thank you so much for those 4-star reviews. They mean a lot to us. If you haven't done so, please do. Let us know what you think of the show. Also want to thank again Typefrag and also mention GoDaddy. These codes, once again, are good till July 1st. They're good till after that, but they'll save you more money now than they will then because Verizon's about to jack up their rates. So use Frog1 at checkout. Verizon. Save money on domains. Not Verizon. VeriSign. Gosh, I keep doing that. Yes. Verizon's got nothing to do with it. Or do they? don't forget Frog 1, Frog 2, and Frog 3 also give you some savings as well, and we want to thank them for sponsoring the Frog Pants Network. Don't forget to visit us on the site finalscoreshow.com. The email to send us feedback and your questions for our Force Feedback segment is podcast@finalscoreshow.com. That's podcast@finalscoreshow.com. You can follow Brian and I on Twitter. twitter.com/extralife is where I reside, and Brian can be found at twitter.com/missiondeep. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you, chat room, for hanging out. Thank you, Brian. It's always fun to hang out with you.
Oh, thank you. I like the idea that you said that you can follow me and Brian both on Twitter, because it felt like just a minute there we would have like a joint account that we both could check.
Well, we do sleep together.
Yeah.
We're like Bernie and Ert. Or Bernie and Ert? Ernie and Bert.
Bert and Ernie?
Yeah, Bert and Ernie.
You were saying it backwards, the reason why I got so dang hot.
Ernie and Bert. What the crap is wrong
Bert
with me?
Bert and Ernie.
Anyway, yes, that's pretty good, Ernie, right then, or Bernie, the way I said it. So that's going to be it for us. Thank you guys so much, for me, for Brian, for everyone who helps make this show possible. Game on. We'll see you next week.
Done.
Of the novelty of spraying gas up Donkey Kong's ass. I will agree with him on that.
Concurred.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.